Hello?
Hi, am I speaking with Annabella?
Yes.
Hey, Annabella, this is Josh Baker. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call you regarding the book that we discussed, and I see your reply as well. So thank you so much for that. I just wanted to give you a warm welcome on board.
Thank you.
You're
I'm
most
glad to
welcome.
be here.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So basically the call was to guide you about the portal as well, but I see that you're quite tech savvy and you responded me way before the call. So I'm glad to know about
Yes.
that. Okay. So before we move forward, I just wanted to understand a bit about your book. What's the main idea of the book and what is the book all about?
Okay, so the book follows a character named Toby and his sister. It has two different point of views, him and his sisters, and it's basically about how Toby, at a young age, he's sent to kind of like this lab. It's kind of like an exploratory lab because like his father was funding that, and he doesn't have like the best relationship with his father, so he had sent him there to kind of avoid taking care of him or seeing him or anything. And in that place, he would Toby discovered kind of like a sluggish kind of shadow monster that ended up taking over his person, but he still had kind of control when he was younger, but as the older he got, he kind of lost that control over the monster, and it kind of became his whole personality. And that's what I have so far. I haven't like written the whole thing. Obviously there's like more things with like other characters and side plots and like school and stuff like that, and like going back. But that's kind of the main gist.
Okay, sounds great. Sounds great. This seems pretty interesting. So this would be more of a fictional story?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Sounds great. And I see that you have replied back to my email with the manuscript. So this is a complete manuscript, or it still has some chapters left?
I have not finished the book yet, and I'm not very, I'm kind of far. I'm right now, the words on it,
Okay.
the word count on it is 15, like 1500, not 1500, 15,000, so 15,100,000. But I want to get that to maybe 50,000 or 70,000, somebody around there, whatever is long enough to fit my whole story into.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I got your point. I got your point. And if I mind asking you, is there any particular idea behind you writing this story, or what inspired you to write this, or this is something that you've been fond of already?
The inspiration to writer, like this specific story, or just to be a writer?
I want to inquire about both of the things. I just want to know you as a whole as well, if you're interested into writing as a whole, or it's just a single story that you're interested in.
No, I'm interested in like being a writer. I came up with this idea for a writing project I had back in a sixth grade. And I kind of like fell in love with the idea. And so the first two chapters I made in sixth grade, kind of edited it. Not really. I haven't read it since like sixth grade. But I kind of based the whole story off of that idea of kind of the brother kind of just not having control of himself anymore, and that how that affects and ruins his life and his sisters as well.
Oh, okay. So it's more of a dream project for you as well, considering how far you have started that, like back when you were in sixth grade. So if I understood this correctly, this would be more of your dream project as well, right?
It'll be more of a what?
It would be more of your dream project, a dream book as well, right?
What is that?
Like, as in, what I'm trying to say is that you would be quite excited about this book as well. considering that you've been writing it for a long time.
Yes, yes.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm looking forward to it as well because the story surely sounds interesting to me. Awesome. Thank you so much for all the information. And is there any expected time frame or any expected date where you plan to publish your book or when you plan to have this completed? Any time frame that you have in your mind?
I don't have an exact date, but I do want to publish this and have it done and everything before December, November, around there.
Okay, sounds great. So somewhere before this year ends.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. I see that you have already submitted the partial information that I requested you regarding the manuscript. And before I can explain you, you already have signed up on the portal. So I just want to give you a brief idea that whatever our communication would be or whatever our correspondence would be, we would be corresponding through the same portal that you replied me on. So the similar way that you sent me your manuscript, we will be sending you the drafts and updated files on this same portal, and you will be able to view it and reply us as well. So one more thing that you might have seen is the form that I sent you. Can you please open that as well?
Yeah, I did see it, and I left a message on it because I'm not sure how you wanted me to edit it.
Okay, so once you download that form, that would already be in a Word file. So you can simply just select the best option that suits you. For example, if I start the first thing, it says Ghost Editing Services Questionnaire. So in the client name, you're simply going to write your name. And if I go on the next page, it's going to ask about the author name. You can enter your name or whichever pen name you would like to add over here, the book title. What is the expected book count that you would want the book to be published at the time of publishing? And then again, the category would be the genre of the book. Like it's a fictional story, so you're going to simply write fictional. And moving forward in the form, there are various questions, so you just have to fill that out. It's just a basic questionnaire asking about your book, like what's the current status of the book, what are your primary objectives of the book. So you just have to fill that out and send it over to us so that whenever my writing team is working on it, they have this data already. But I personally wanted to inquire about this story from you so that we are well connected on this as well, because I will be taking care of your project.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome.
I also had a question.
Sure thing.
So for the title, I haven't really come up with like a set in stone title. It's kind of just like a title I came up with on the spot. Is there any way I could like change that or I could have help changing it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So what you can do is you can just take a day or two to think about the title if you want that time frame. Or if you don't have the title in mind right now, you can just leave it as it is right now and you can update us whenever you're ready with the title.
Okay. I know that I couldn't share the Google Doc, but somewhere on the Google Doc, I do have a list of titles. Did you just want me to send that to you kind of like separately, like as a message
or comment? You can just fill out the questionnaire form. So once you fill out the questionnaire form, and you can type the message in the same portal where you replied us. So you can mention the titles over there. If you would want our suggestion, we can assist you with that as well.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds great. Sounds great. So I will be waiting for the response on this, and let me guide you regarding the next steps as well. So as soon as you submit the questionnaire, I will be forwarding it to my team. So we will be reviewing the questionnaire as well, the team, and your manuscript as well, and we will be getting back to you within like next 6 to 8 business days with the first draft.
Okay. And I also had a question about this.
Sure thing.
For the to get access to Word, I have to make an account, right?
No, you would not need that. And please know what device are you using. Would that be a MacBook or a Windows?
It is a Windows. It's a Windows
okay.
PC.
Sounds great. Sounds great. So you won't be requiring an account on that. It will allow you to edit that and submit as the form.
Oh, It said that it wouldn't let me make an account without, like, putting in information. It wouldn't let me in without putting information. I'd have to only view it.
So once you click on the form, it's going to give you a prompt at the top which says enable editing.
Okay.
So once you click on that, you'll be able to fill out the form. Or if you're still unable to do that, what you can do is you can open a new Google Doc and copy the form, all the text in that other form, and can fill it out then.
Okay, thank you.
Whichever way it's
I
easier. But whenever, if you have any concerns, you can always reach out to us.
Okay.
Sounds
thank
great.
You.
I will be looking forward to the questionnaire as well. In case you have any concerns, you can always respond back to the same thread.
Okay.
Thank you, Annabelle. It was a pleasure speaking with you. May you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.